We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, Grinders! Welcome to Roto Grinders today. I'm Jordan Cooper, a.k.a. Blender Ed, Blender HD. You're going to follow me on Twitter. And it's Thursday, March 21st. We'll be looking at the 11-game NHL slate tonight. Hit that thumbs up button on your way in the door. You know how much I like the thummy thumbs. Hit the notification bell to know when we go live. Hit the subscribe button if you're new here. Hit everything. Hit all your bonuses and your boosts for the NCAA tournament. We got all your content for that also. Feel free to join as a Combo Premium member. You can get $250 off. You heard that right. $250 off a six-month Combo Premium subscription here to Roto Grinders. Just click on the link in the description. You get it right away. If you want to try us out for 3 days, $19.99. Use all the projections and lineup HQ and the tools, sim labs, all the sports, all that. This is all the stuff that I use in order to be profitable in DFS, props, and pick 'em. Join me today, TJ Zwarik. Tuesday, you weren't on Tuesday. I did very well in NHL. I did, played, I hand built a couple of lineups, turned like 400 into like 2,800 bucks. Just simply using our projections. And TJ, I did that all without having to play a player under 3K.
Wow, that's impressive. You must have got really lucky that night then.
people like the meme that I call you Dollar General. Because I do that on other shows now. I just say, like, what's the Dollar General stack of the day where you're not spending more than 3K on three people that are all correlated together? Because obviously that's, today, TJ. Nah. EJ, you want to play, you want to be able to play Connor McDavid, David Pastrnak, and Nikita Kucherov together, right? Like, you want to be
I don't necessarily need to play three people on different teams together, but if I want to get an expensive line one together, you know, like, that's sometimes that you got to do what you got to do. You got to get those 3K guys in there. You got to mix in a San Jose line two.
We'll be talking about San Jose, but we have 11 game slate. We're waiting on some news. So, I mean, I see in our NHL Discord, which you should definitely join. It's free. Rotogrinders.com/Discord. We may be getting Dylan Larkin back for the Red Wings tonight. And And Barkov for the Panthers is a game time decision. I care more about the Barkov news than the Dylan Larkin news. Although obviously the Red Wings are viable. If Dylan Larkin's back, you're probably not going to play much. Obviously lines are going to be moving around a bunch, but they've kind of priced some of these guys up with Larkin gone. But Florida, on the other hand, we'll have to pay attention to. But the chalk of the slate, probably the best matchup on the slate, is going to be in the latest game, and that's the Tampa Bay Lightning. I think Kucherov is going to be he's the highest projected player, raw point player on the slate. Currently, probably be the highest owned, stud on the slate. And with Anthony Duclair moved on, this is an Anthony Duclair revenge game, right? Because he was traded from the Sharks. So he's only 4,200 sitting on line.
I'm sure he's very angry about that.
Yeah. I think it's less of a revenge game and more like he wants to give them a thank you gift.
Yes.
Right. Outside of Kucherov and I guess point at 7,500. I mean, I would, if you want to play power play two type of lines on the Lightning, I think Duclair, Point, Kucherov, Stamkos, Cirelli, Hagel, Essamont, Paul, Hedman, Radish. I think all these guys are viable. I think the problem here is that, that's the clear spot of the night. I don't know what the ownership is going to look like on Tampa Bay, but I'm not even sure that if you play line two may even be 10% owned. How much interest do you have in the Lightning? And is this a spot where maybe you want to go a little bit more? Would you rather just eat Tampa Bay power play one? If you had three choices on this slate, would you rather eat power play, Tampa Bay power play one at chalk, get a little bit different and play line two, power play two? Or would you rather just not play any Lightning and then just kind of play whoever you want out of the? I mean, it's an 11 game slate. It's not like it's a small slate. You got 22 teams to choose from. So if you don't play the Lightning, it's 21 teams to choose from. Are you too scared to just fade the Lightning against San Jose?
Because it's 11 in 11 game slate, the most likely thing I would do would be fade. It is scary for sure, but it's 11 games. If Kucherov scores one goal and has one assist and then everybody else just kind of has 1 point, that's fine. You're going to be fine with a fade on that one. You'll be able to do better on 11 games. So I do think because we're seeing 20% potential ownership never mind. That's his projection beside him. We're probably going to see hefty ownership towards Kucherov. And if they do end up picking up ownership, then I'll look to fade. If they don't, if it's not that crazy, if they're comparable to the top, to the second, third, and fourth stacks today too, then yeah, I'll take some shots. If we do want to stack up the power play one, you can do a Dollar General game stack with it. If you use a cheap, solid goalie like Saros with Point, Kucherov, Stamkos, and Hedman, well, what does it leave you per position? 32-25. Who can you plug in for 32-25 per position? You can do a three-man stack with San Jose line two. You can do their entire line two, Zadina, Eklund, Kunin, and it saves you enough money for a 3K-ish defenseman. So it's doable, and you can do it with a game stack. I feel like I would actually probably be more likely to go the fade route if they do pick up ownership.
But I do agree with you that the San Jose lines are, if I had to choose cheapness, that would be where I go, because it's not like the Lightning have great defense. So the Lightning can score six goals, but they may give up two or three in the process.
Yeah.
And these guys are so cheap. Outside of Zetterlund at 4,700 and Granlund at 5K, who are obviously the two best players. These guys like Eklund, who's on power play one, is cheap at 3,500. Zadina has no floor, but obviously could show up with a goal at 3,300. And even like the defensemen. I mean, you got like Addison and Thrun, right? They're on power play units and they're cheap. I mean, you could always play Mario Ferraro for, you know, the block bonus, I guess, at 4,400. I mean, I'm not opposed that if to either stack the game. I'm also not opposed that if you're fading Tampa Bay, to make sure you do get exposure to San Jose. And I don't mind any. I don't think I would play four guys. I mean, you're Dollar General, so you're playing. You're trying to put Zadina, Eklund, and Kunin together. I think I'm much more likely to. I like going down the middle. I mean, a lot of my success comes with fading the higher pop price guys and hope they just don't score 40 points. So, like, I'm not sure if I'm going to need three 3K players in my lineups. But if I had to choose which direction to Tampa Bay that I go, I think I prefer playing line two, playing a Cirelli, Stamkos, Hagel lineup, and then possibly also playing Hedman with them. And you play Hedman at 6,200 because he's the best projected defenseman on the slate. And getting 20-plus points at a defenseman is a very big premium, especially in smaller field contests. I would just be concerned about playing any multiple players that are correlated to Kucherov without Kucherov.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I think I still probably would be more likely to do like the Duclair point Kucherov route if I wasn't going to stack the whole power play one. But there's 11 games. I do think we can just not play it. You know, they're the projected top stack, but not like it's by all that much. I guess their average projection is a full point higher than anybody else.
Right. It's more of a byproduct of price, TJ. I mean, yeah. Other spots on here that are good from a ceiling perspective, I think I'll put two on the screen. I think I just want to make sure I'm not missing anyone. Obviously, you can play Edmonton almost any day. They're facing Buffalo. Connor McDavid's always in play. I mean, Dreisaitl's always in play. Like all these guys, they're power play one, line one. They're mixing and matching now. Like Nugent Hopkins is now skating on line three. So you don't get like that full correlation anymore. But I mean, I'm not someone that plays Edmonton regularly because they're very expensive. But I mean, they could score a bunch of goals against the Sabres and be much, much less owned than the Lightning today. And the other team is a team that I rarely play. They typically don't project that well here at Roto Grinders in our projections, but today they do. And especially because from a pricing perspective, outside of the Lightning, not many other teams have great point per dollar values. And that's the Vancouver Canucks against the Canadiens. You play any of their power play unit against the Canadiens, I think that's pretty good. I mean, the standouts to me are Boeser, Pat Peterson, Lindholm, either two of their defenders, Hughes and Hironic. What are your thoughts on Edmonton and Vancouver?
I would prefer that Elias Lindholm was on one of the top two lines, but this is my favorite team on the slate. This will be the one that I'm targeting the heaviest, not Tampa Bay. Unless they end up the by far heaviest owned team, which, you know, is possible. But the other thing that I like about this is I'm a lot more confident splitting up line one and line two with the Canucks than I am Tampa. I just don't really want to play Tampa without Kucherov, but I'm totally comfortable playing the Peterson, Hoglander, Garland line. You can pair him with Hronek. I would probably rather pair Hughes with the first line and Hronek with the second one just because of that extra power play correlation. But either one is totally fine. You can mix in Lindholm in there too. They are my favorite team on the slate.
Okay, so you like Vancouver. I thought you were talking about Edmonton.
No, Vancouver.
Right. And I don't think Vancouver's going to be nearly his own and nowhere close to his own as the Lightning. I think it's very clear that the Lightning is on a tier to themselves. And a lot of people don't like playing. Vancouver's a tough team to pick out, like, I mean, they're not as bad as, like, the Carolina Hurricanes, but they're a team that they spread out the minutes enough where it's not really clear that you could pick the team. Dallas has gotten like that also, where it's like, oh, yeah, I think this team's going to score 7 goals. And you pick 3 guys, and they all have, like, 3 points. And you're like, how did 3 fantasy points. And you're like, how did that happen? Well, because all the other guys scored. Okay, so these are, like, the top-level teams. If we're looking for a little bit more value, maybe not dollar general value, what other games and what other teams are you looking at? Because I don't think anyone else is going to be that significantly owned. It really depends on this Barkov news, because I think Matthew Tkachuk is always in play, and pairing him with Bennett and Rodriguez, 4,800, 3,300 in line 2 is absolutely viable. But if Barkov doesn't play, I mean, all these center minutes are going to just start moving up. And Bennett may end up on line 1. Lundell may not end up on line 2. We may get a little bit of value. Or they may just mix. I mean, who knows? It may be in a complete blender.
Bennett probably ends up becoming, like, the best value on the slate if Barkov's out, I would assume.
Well, it's either going to be Bennett or Lundell. The question is that what happens on power play 1? I mean, if Bennett moves up to line 1 and is going to be on power play 1, yeah, 4,800, that's going to be the value of the entire slate.
Even if Barkov's in, and this would then be a little bit sneakier, that would be it's not quite dollar general stack for me, but like a Bennett, Rodriguez, Lundell, Tarasenko, power play 2 stack, that'd be something I'd be interested in. Probably more a 2-man. You know, either do Rodriguez and Bennett together, or and then if I did, I'd want to check. But Lundell and Tarasenko as a PP2 line 3 stack together, those are guys with some offensive ability, even though it's a line 3. So I like Lundell, Tarasenko, maybe throw in an Ekman Larson as a mini stack there too.
So what other games are you looking at?
In terms of for value, literally you don't even have to change the screen. The next one I would be looking to is actually this St. Louis Blues team. It feels gross, but we do like targeting teams against Ottawa. We have all year. Either they're line 1 or line 2, I'm perfectly fine targeting. Line 1, super cheap, power play correlation. Line 2, you got Kyrou on power play 2 right now, so maybe he's like, I would just kind of do the Saad, Buchnevich, and Kyrou approach, and not worry about power play as much. But that first one, I like it. Like neighbors, Shen and Thomas, it doesn't feel great, but that's one of my favorite value stacks on the slate.
No, I'm with you. I mean, Brayden Shen is 3,900. He's at the winger position. Now, he used to be center eligible. I think he'd be more valuable in the center slot than he would be in the wing slot. It seems like recently, like I tend to want to play more wing eligible players than center eligible players. So finding center eligible players to play has been a little bit tough for me. I'm with you on the Blues. I think that, I mean, Ottawa is a great matchup. I mean, they're underdogs, but not by much. And even on the Ottawa side, I mean, the Blues are a good matchup also. I think outside of Kucherov at 9,500, if you're going to spend up, I think Brady Tkachuk is in play at 7,300. He projects very well. I mean, he's in like the same range as what you would play like Leon Draisaitl at 8,100. Like, and I'm much more likely just looking at the projections of the rest of the Senators. I think I'm much more likely to play Brady Tkachuk as a one-off then try to figure out, you know, what if it's going to be Chicharron or Sanderson or Shabbat or, I mean, I like playing their defensemen, but getting the right one, I mean, you could eat, one could have 26 points and one could have 3 points. And it's the same spot. I mean, Tim Stützle is there at line 2. Yeah, I kind of just look at it as, maybe play Brady Tkachuk as a one-off and then move on. There's not that much value necessarily on Ottawa.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Not a lot of value. I mean, more of a mid-range. I'd go to them I'd go to them more, and that's just like a mid-tier build. Sorry, I just got a little bit distracted here at my other job with the Agents of Fandom. We got our very first ever TV trailer quote. So it's like our name trailer for a movie.
Oh, really? What movie?
Monkey Man. It's a new action thriller with Dev Patel, his directorial debut, and he's starring in it too. We are in the Agents of Fandom are in the movie trailer right now, so that's pretty cool.
So you could find that on YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah. Here, I'll see if I can. I'm gonna try and send Steve the picture, see if he can throw it up on the screen because it's pretty cool. Wow, that was exciting for me. What were we on? I know I was talking about St. Louis before that, but I just got St. Louis and Ottawa, but I got a little distracted after that.
No, I'm just looking at any other games we should be targeting. I think from a cheap, that the types of games that sometimes I like targeting, I'm not necessarily sure about this game, but it fits the bill. The Blackhawks and the Ducks, like when two bad teams face each other, sometimes one team rolls over the other. Sometimes it ends up the other way where the game is only like 2-1 because no one could do anything. But I'm not sure how many people are playing this. I'm not sure how many people are playing like the mid-range players in this game. I don't know how many people, like, would I stack this team up? Probably not. But playing a Kurashev at 4,800 or a Tyler Johnson at 4,400, playing a two-man like that, Foligno as a one-off. Like, it has a lot of these, like, 4K range players that if they get a goal and an assist, if they get a five-shot bonus or something like that, like, they've well done their job. And the Ducks have similar types of players. Killorn, Leo Carlson, Ryan Strome, right? Some of these guys, I mean, you got to... Zellweger, it's $3,200 defenseman that's on power play one.
Yeah, I like that call. This is all
Dollar General. Maybe it's not Dollar General. Maybe it's more like Family Dollar. Maybe yeah, it's more like
it's Walmart. You know, it's
a little
like
more of an upgrade.
Like they're gonna roll back some prices and make you think it's cheap, but it's really just a new sticker with a different color with the same price that was on it before. Both of these teams are fine. You know, if you need a cheap one-off, you need a cheap two-man, it's a good place to go. Something like a Terry Carlson or the Toronto Strome. That's all good. I've used Silverberg as a one-off when I need a $2,500 player on multiple occasions. I like Chicago
just because
a little
you're going to Walmart. Because TJ, just because you're going to Walmart doesn't mean you can't stop by Dollar General on your way home.
Yeah, or maybe like there's a little clearance bin you can just grab something from.
Right, like
while
the
you're
DVD
there.
Bins. Jacob Silverberg.
I love physical media. You know, in the age of streaming, things just get pulled off every so often and they could be gone forever. So physical media is so important. You grab a Jacob Silverberg from the DVD bin at min price. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think I would do, you know, Donato Radish mini stack, two sub 3K guys who project not that terrible. I don't think I'd go there, but if I was playing a ton of lineups, I've done crazier things before. The next team I think I would want to go to, for like a GPP shot would actually be the Devils. We got full power play one correlation with their line one. It's not a great spot against the Jets, but no Hellebuck, Brousseau is starting, are expected to start. And so he's your Meyer Brat is something I wouldn't mind. And then obviously, because we know we don't really ever care about playing Luke Hughes, he doesn't ever do much anyways. If you want to bump it to a four man, you can do Hughes too.
It's your Meyer Brat sounds like some type of law firm.
It does. It really does.
They moved their lines around a little bit because I played the Devils on Tuesday, and 1% owned Dawson Mercer with 20 plus points definitely helps you out when you add him to the he was supposed to be on power play one and he wasn't and then scored two goals on line three so I'll take the run good there. I don't mind from a mid range, like 3-6K players, like the Devils are there. I mean, even the Islanders against Detroit. Okay. I mean, these are like these like mini range, like three decent players that are 5 or 6K together. And if that line just scores 2 or 3 goals, you're like, you're great. Like, you're done. That's all you need. Similar teams to that are like the Flyers against the Hurricanes, although I'm not a big fan of targeting teams against Carolina.
And even Hurricanes against Flyers, too.
Yeah, but good luck to picking out what's going to happen.
Their line one's fully correlated right now.
Yeah, but it's still the line one still only plays. I mean, yeah. they spread it out so much.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. Do I really want to pay $7,400 and $7,500 for Aho and Gunsel?
I hear you. The next team I actually do want to point out, though, because I like them either as a mid-range stack similar to New Jersey or as a complete value stack is the Islanders. James Reimer, not a very good goalie. Sometimes he's very hit or miss. Sometimes he's lights out, and then other times he's just absolutely pathetic. And so a Horvat, Palmieri, and Nelson stack, all under 7K, all first line, all power play one correlation. Or, and I don't even think you need to include Bartzell on this one, just a Pageau and Anders Lee mini stack is a nice way to save salary too.
You can also Pullock. That together with like Ryan Pullock and get a power play too. Mike Riley down there. Sure. I mean, it really all depends on what you're playing at the top. Because if we take a look at like lineup HQ, like outside of playing, like let's get rid of the goalkeepers. I mean, really outside of playing like Kucherov, you got Pasternak and McDavid. Obviously, they both have ceilings. Oh, they don't project all that well today in comparison to most days. Like, there's a big drop there. Like, obviously, Forsberg, Jack Hughes, Jack Eichel, like, these guys have ceilings, but their medians aren't all that great for 8,500, right? Panarin is overpriced. Hyman is overpriced. I mean, you got Josie there. I mean, like, there's a lot of these, like, 14-ish point projected guys that, like, you could find for, like, 1,000 cheaper on other players. Like, once you start getting down to, like, Brady Tkachuk, Matthew Tkachuk, right? Like, Peterson. Like, this is more in the range of where you're spending. That, like, from a roster construction perspective, like, outside of playing Kucherov, I'm not sure how much dollar generaling you're going to have to really do.
I agree. The mid-range to me looks a lot more exciting than the lower half of the like than the Stars and Scrubsy side of things for me today. Tampa's in a great spot, Edmonton's in a great spot, but there are enough of these teams with line one, power play one, correlation, and are in decent enough spots on an 11-game slate. I don't think we need to force those stacks in today. If I was running 5 lineups, I probably would try one of them on like a Tampa San Jose game stack just because it fits so perfectly, and Tampa is that number one stack. San Jose is the number one value stack according to projections, but that's probably going to be a pretty high owned way to go about things. And so for tournaments, I would rather stick in the mid range. I think
you can get all of our NHL content if you're a premium member. Get Lineup HQ with our player projections, ownership projections. They get updated all the time. Like literally while we've been on here, the projections have been updated 3 times. Okay. So it gets updated all the time. You get starting lineup page, you get the DraftKings stack values, you know, a lot of the stuff that we talk about comes from this. You get the slate summary, you get the expert survey, you get everything, the props and pick 'em tool for NHL. You get all of it. Get a combo premium membership. Remember, like what I said in the beginning, if you want a 6-month combo premium subscription, you can get $250 off. I mean, that's like ridiculous. It's like you're getting 2 months for free, right? And if you just want to try it out for a day, it's like $20, right? $19.99. Try it out for 3 days, right? We got NHL, we got NBA, MLB will be coming back next week, right? So it's the perfect time of the year for a combo premium subscription here at Roto Grinders. TJ, are you doing it? You're in Canada. Do you care about college basketball?
Yeah, I still enjoy. I'm probably not going to play any like DFS for it, but I got a few bracket contests that I'm doing with friends and larger groups, things like that. So I'll still be following, and I actually got to finalize that as soon as we are off the show today because I haven't done it yet. And so I'm going to quickly get to that right after we're done. And then I'll have an NBA Prize Picks article coming later today as well. And I will also, pardon me, be on NBA Crunch Time later today. And I believe Steve has a has the pull quote ready for us. He's able to throw it up. Bang! Isn't that beautiful? A brutally brilliant and brilliant directorial debut for Dev Patel. There it is. Agents of Fandom, first time on TV. That's pretty cool.
So what, they just pulled that out of review? You did, well, you just did a review and they just pulled that out? And
yeah, the way they did a review, and then so they asked us a while ago if we could if they could use the review for marketing material. We said yes. And it's like, it's only premiered at South by Southwest Film Festival so far. It's not like in theaters yet. So we got a nice early one.
Well, congratulations. I mean, I'm assuming you're in that industry, that's a big deal to get a, like,
that's a cool one.
Those quotes are like from Variety and Hollywood.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Not like a smaller, like, fan site type of thing. Like,
yeah. So we're making it into the big leagues. We're slowly crawling up there. It's exciting.
You could catch TJ again later today. Grinders Live NBA later tonight, followed by Crunch Time. So hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell to know when we go live. Tomorrow I'll have Skull Patrol on. We'll talk about the MMA slate, UFC, the fight night slate, which pretty open. It's a pretty open slate. You're going to want to play it. So tune in tomorrow for that. You got college basketball like all day today, all day tomorrow. We got all of your DFS content for that. We got all of your betting content for that. We got your, if you're just binging the March Madness college basketball tournament, we got you covered here at Roto Grinders. So you can join us in the Discord. We got college basketball channel there as well. I gotta go and make sure I claim all these bonuses and stuff the first day of the NCAA tournament. Steve before the show remind me of that. So I'm gonna take care of that before noon. The first game starts at noon or noon, 12:15, 12:30.
12:15. Right, Eastern. 1:15 Eastern.
1:15. Okay. So I got a little 10:15, bit of time.
10:15 Pacific is when it starts.
Okay, 12:15 Eastern. Okay.
Oh, that's what they're telling me. Okay.
Okay.
So I saw 10:15 Pacific. Maybe that was like Central. I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe it converted it to my time anyway. For me.
I don't even know what time zone you're in. Are you 2 hours different from Eastern?
Yeah. So that's like Saskatchewan never changes. And so I have to adjust my schedule to the change the rest of the world does. So right now I'm 1 hour after Pacific, 2 hours before Eastern.
Okay. I just, Eastern time is just a normal time to me. Just whatever. Eastern. Everyone should go by Eastern time. Okie doke. Hit that thumbs up button on your way out the door. I'll see you tomorrow talking about all things you're thinking about in Daily Fantasy, props, and pick 'em on Roto Grinders today.